Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Wow.
Hey guys, a very special one-off podcast this week. I say special, it's actually a very disappointing podcast. As you know, over the last 4 years, if you've been listening in, we haven't missed a single episode. We've never done it. And it's been one of the rare achievements of my life that I haven't missed a single week. Given the sporadic upload schedule of abroad in Japan in general, it's a miracle that we've pulled it off. I've tried to record tonight's podcast about 4 times, but I've got A, quite a bad cough, and B, I'm all alone. Pete Donaldson is currently having the holiday of a lifetime in the Caribbean, so hope you're having a wonderful time, Pete, while we have the biggest earthquake in 10 years in Japan, destroying the studio, destroying everything. Pete's having a wonderful time, splashing around on a beach. Although, to be fair, it is well-deserved. I was going to have Ryotaro on the show tonight. He's ill. So, basically, I'm going to make this a really quick episode. I'm not doing very well, but I want to say something. I want to talk about the earthquake very quickly and sort of what happened, because a lot of you guys have been very concerned and sent lots of very kind messages, and you know, I feel it needs to be addressed. So basically, we had a very big earthquake a couple of nights back. It was a magnitude 7.4, I believe. Still a way off the magnitude 9.1 earthquake that caused the mega tsunami 11 years ago. Eerily, you know, it was around the same week, almost, about 2 weeks out from being the 11-year anniversary of that earthquake. I don't know what it is about March. And I remember last year, you might recall, there was another big earthquake when I was in Hokkaido, I think. There was a big one then. I don't know what it is about March. Really bad time for earthquakes. Probably not a good month to come to Japan, by all accounts. We had 2 earthquakes on the night. The first one was kind of pretty bad, actually. One of the worst earthquakes that I've ever experienced. There was a really nasty jolt that sort of knocked me off the chair. And then there was a brief pause for about 30 seconds. And then the second earthquake came. And that was the worst earthquake I've ever experienced in my life. The apartment did not stop shaking for what felt like an eternity. In reality, it was probably closer to 40 seconds, maybe, which is a very long time when all your entire apartment's collapsing and things are falling down, and you worry that the building is going to come down with it. Luckily, Natsuki was here at the time by a sheer twist of fate. And he kind of helped me get through it with his quips and nice kind of upbeat sense of humour. It was a welcome thing to have. We'd actually just wrapped a video where I'd tried to speak Japanese for an entire day, which is like a really big workout of the mind. Like, I felt like I'd run a marathon by the end of the day. So I was pretty battered already and pretty tired when the earthquake struck. And then my first thoughts afterwards were, good God, I hope everyone's okay, followed by, oh crap, the Abroad in Japan studio. Because the Abroad in Japan studio is in a very old building built, I believe, in the 1970s, and it wasn't really well designed to handle the shaking of earthquakes. I even thought it might bring the whole damn building down. But we went there in the video, which you might have seen on Abroad in Japan, and surveyed the damage. On the one hand, the damage was not as bad as I thought it would be, and actually nothing too serious. You know, the electronics all worked. It took me a few days to get them up and running because the studio was flooded with water from an apartment two stories up. Something had burst, a pipe or a bathtub. I don't know what was going on in that apartment two stories up. But whatever it was, it leaked down into the studio. And it was, yeah, that was my biggest concern. But we took about a whole day to tidy that up and dry it up. And then I've just been sweeping up the studio all week, tidying it up, buying new things, earthquake-proofing it as well. I found they're basically like double-sided sticky tape that's really strong, and you can just put it under various items, and that kind of stops stuff from falling off the shelves. So the earthquake, you know, it was a bit of a wake-up call, really, to earthquake-proof the studio better and to plan a bit better. And I moved a few things around. One problem I had, all the bottles on the bar, on the ramen shop, smashed, and I had lots of liquid in. I realised I don't want to have liquid anywhere near the ramen shop when I'm not there, you know. So from now on, I'm going to have to remove all that. And also, because of the nature of the studio, having a reflective surface on the floor, to look like a street, to look like Blade Runner, it made tidying up all the smashed glass an absolute nightmare. I hoovered it, I swept it, it was like Cinderella. I went to town on that floor, I swept so hard, and yet I still failed to get the fragments of glass. And so, as a precaution going forward, everyone coming to the studio is going to have to wear slippers. So I don't have to worry about anyone getting their feet cut up, as mine were, while I was tidying the studio, unfortunately. Very stupid on my part. The good news is everything is pretty much back up and running. You know, Japan handles these earthquakes extremely well. The worst thing that happened, arguably, a few lives were lost, but a very small number, luckily, by the standards of such a large earthquake. There was a train that got derailed. A bullet train, which I don't know if that's ever happened before. So the bullet train's just out of action for, I think, almost a month, which is an unthinkably long time, given that the bullet train between Tokyo and Sendai is like the main artery of East Coast Japan, and I don't know quite how I'm going to get down now. I think there's a plane, or I'll drive or something, but for the first time ever, Tokyo actually feels quite a long way away. You know, a 90-minute bullet train ride on a, 90 minutes by bullet train, or a 5 or 6 hour car ride from hell. So, yeah, Tokyo feels very far away. But above all, I just feel grateful. You know, times like this remind you of how important it is to be grateful for your health. For the good things in life. And I'm very grateful. The moment I flicked on the lights in the studio yesterday and saw that they all worked and that the studio was actually recoverable, I was so bloody happy. And, you know, when you think you're gonna die in an earthquake, you spend the rest of the week reflecting on life and the big questions. But also celebrating and having lots of fried chicken, as I certainly did. I've had quite a few messages from you guys sort of asking, is the trade-off worth it to live in Japan and to work in Japan, but also to endure against the backdrop of these terrifying earthquakes? And, you know, there was a brief moment after the earthquake when I did think, oh, I don't know if I want to continue living here. I don't want to do that again. Like, I was really traumatised. I was trembling for an hour after that earthquake, and I was pretty on edge for the 24 hours after. But you know what? They are still pretty rare. Earthquakes of that magnitude are pretty rare. This was the worst one in 10 years time, and you know, even though they do happen fairly frequently in Sendai, they're never to the degree that you truly get kind of scared. And I certainly don't think the trade-off is an issue. Like, come Japan, if you want to live here, come and live here. I think it'll be far worse to regret not coming to Japan because of earthquakes than to kind of sit through an earthquake for 40 seconds, you know. It's not a fair comparison. So please don't let earthquakes get you down or get in the way of living in Japan. It is incredibly safe. And of course, even though there was the massive earthquake back in March 2011, the real damage done by that was by the tsunami and the aftermath, of course, of the nuclear reactor brought about by the tsunami. So it's tsunamis you have to worry about, to be honest, a lot more than earthquakes. And even they are less threatening now that hundreds of billions of dollars have been spent on seawalls up and down the East Coastline. So yeah, Japan, very safe. Don't worry about earthquakes. Not very nice to deal with, but you know, we got through it. Even though this one was a big, scary, terrifying one, we got through it okay and unharmed. But as I said at the start, guys, this is less a podcast, more an announcement this week because of everything. I've also got a really bad cough and I keep struggling to speak. I have to keep cutting the microphone out. This has been the hardest 8 minutes 50 seconds I've ever had to speak. So I'm going to wrap things up now. But I will say things are looking up and I have to say a massive thank you to all of you for all of your kind words and support. It's times like this. You know, I feel truly grateful to have such an amazing viewership, such an amazing audience, and to be able to do what I do. We'll get back to normal later this week, guys. But for now, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world, have yourself a great Sunday, a fantastic start to the week. And I'll see you later this week, still all over again, right back here on the Abroad Japan podcast. And most likely with either Ryotaro or Sharla, because Pete Donaldson, the lucky devil, is probably off sailing a yacht somewhere. Well done, Pete. Lucky you.
Abroad in Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.